The information in this program is for educational purposes only and is not meant to diagnose, prescribe, or treat any illness or disease or injury. Consult a qualified health practitioner for answers to your personal medical questions.
This is Restoring Health, Improving Lives Naturally with Dr. Lee Yardley on Cairo Radio 97.3 FM.
Are you or your loved one in pain, facing surgery, or taking drugs with no end in sight? Don't give up hope. Dr. Yardley has had success with thousands of patients who previously tried all kinds of different procedures, but to no avail. Patients come from around the world to right here in the Northwest to get treatment from Dr. Yardley. So listen and learn about his unique and natural methods and the possibilities for you. This is Restoring Health, Improving Lives Naturally with Dr. Lee Yardley.
Welcome back. Thanks for making time to join us. Dr. Lee Yardley, D.C. is here. Dr. Yardley, I want to talk about the science, the wonderful science of the body.
Yes, and it's amazing the human body and how it operates. I mean, we take a look at the brain, you know, and it is far more sophisticated than any computer that has been created by man to date. And if you take a look at that brain, it has like 86 billion neurons in it. I mean, that's a fantastic number.
It's a huge number. In fact, it's a number that you simply cannot comprehend.
Exactly. But most of us don't realize that there's actually a second brain in the body.
No, there's not.
There is. There is a second brain in the body.
Where is it?
It's in the gut.
In your belly?
Yes.
Really?
It on its own. It has 100 million neurons, and they function. They can function independent of the brain.
Fascinating.
So it's known as the second brain in the body.
Okay.
So we start looking at the body. It gets very interesting. You take a look at energy fields. Now, like one of the energy fields we're most familiar with is the magnetic field around the planet.
Sure.
And we're all bathed in it every day.
We live in it.
Yes. Now, one of the technologies that we use at the Institute is thermography.
Right.
When thermography was first developed back in the 20s, they wanted to test it and isolate it from the magnetic field of the Earth.
Okay.
So all of the initial testing that was done for years was done in what's called a leaded grounded booth. And they had a radio in there, and they plugged it in. You couldn't hear anything because it was all shielded. Now, the problem was when they put the operators in to do the testing, if they kept them there any longer than 20 minutes, they collapsed.
Really?
Yes. The human body needs to be in that magnetic field. It can't function outside of it, you see.
Yeah.
We bathe in radiation. People don't realize this. People run scared of radiation. But what they don't realize that here in the United States, the states with the highest level of background radiation have the lowest incidence of cancer. In the provinces in China, the provinces that have the highest level of background radiation have the lowest incidence of cancer.
Fascinating.
Yes. So on low, something that's very damaging on high levels, even fatal,
right,
it doesn't by definition mean that on low levels that it's even harmful. It may in fact be healthy.
Okay.
For the body.
I'm with you.
This is called radiation hormesis. And one of the foremost experts on this is actually at the Victoria University up in Canada. The EMF field that's created by the heart is actually 5,000 times larger than the electromagnetic field that's created by the brain. So when we take a look at the body, there's a synchronization and integration and communication that really facilitates this thing that we call health.
Okay, we need to stop. Define your terms real quickly. Those three terms, again, just real briefly, what they are.
Synchronization is how the various energy systems within the body, the EMF fields, et cetera, how they're actually synchronizing with each other.
Okay.
Integration is how the various systems support each other within the body on a physical level, not necessarily on an energy level.
Sure.
And then communication is what makes it all happen.
Sure.
That occurs over the nervous system, but it also occurs to some extent on a non-physical level as well.
Okay. Keep going.
Okay. So as we look at this, the wonder really is not why do we get sick. The wonder is how do we function for 75 to 100 years and have as fewer problems as we do.
It's amazing.
Yeah, it really is. It really is. So there's something that can put a major monkey wrench in this whole thing. And it's a compromise in that brain-body connection. The synchronization, integration, and communication starts having a little bit of a hiccup here, a little bit of a hiccup there, and things don't quite work the way that they did. And yes, they may be able to put a name on it. Maybe they won't be able to put a name on it. Maybe instead of trying to contain this with a disease care approach, you might want to take a look at it from a more global approach. Perhaps healthcare instead of disease care. Perhaps correction rather than containment.
In other words, instead of trying to contain the symptoms or treat them, you worry about, okay, what's the origin of this, and what can we do to the entire system to correct the problem?
Exactly. We have been trained and raised in a society to believe that we define health as being the absence of symptoms, and it's not supported by science. So instead of defining it as the presence or absence of symptoms, attacking and getting rid of it, why don't we look at the health systems within the body, the synchrony, the integration, mm-hmm. and find out if there's a problem there. And if we have no symptoms, let's correct that. Let's not wait until it's a problem.
Well, let's talk about the brain and body connection, because you and I talk about this a lot. But for those who are just joining us for the first time, what is the brain-body connection, Lee?
Well, the brain coordinates everything that goes on in the body, and it does so through a series of communications.
Right.
And you'll find that if you take a look at the head and the neck, mm-hmm. that's the Achilles heel. You've got the single most movable bone in the neck,
right.
And it's got this thing on the top called the head.
Right.
And if it's sitting crooked on the neck, then it's going to start compromising those communications.
And by the communications, you mean to the rest of the body.
Exactly.
Which is how we end up with all the various things that people come in with you, acid reflux, headaches, migraines, vertigo, sciatica, neuralgia, arthritis, all of those things, there's an impact on them from correcting the brain and body connection, because what are we doing?
There can be an impact depending
right.
upon what's going on. In other words, that compromise in the brain-body connection has the capability of creating each and every one of those things. But does that mean that it's a cure-all? No. But it helps a lot of people with those problems.
Absolutely, it does. You're listening to Restoring Health, Improving Lives Naturally with Dr. Lee Yardley on Cairo Radio.
Do you suffer from migraines, headaches, neck and back pain, sciatica, joint pain, or neuropathy? These are all health issues Dr. Yardley's patients have seen incredible improvements with. Hear from over 100 patients at YardleyInstitute.org.
Now more of Restoring Health, Improving Lives Naturally with Dr. Lee Yardley on Cairo Radio. 97.3 FM.
We're back. Dr. Lee Yardley, D.C. from the Yardley Institute, here with me.
Hi there.
And we're going to talk to one of your patients, Arlene, in just a couple of minutes here. Now, Dr. Yardley, she has a lot of the kind of things that we hear about, hip pain, leg pain, neck pain, some pressure stiffness, even headaches. But this other malady that she mentioned, interstitial cystitis.
A mouthful, isn't it?
Yes, it is.
Yes.
What is it?
It's actually a chronic, severe, almost permanent bladder infection. And there have been books written about living with it. I mean, they talk about you can't go out and play a game of golf because you have to keep running to the bathroom. I mean, it's just a miserable thing to have.
And you've been able to help her with this?
We've had people come to us with this, including Arlene, that have reported an excellent response.
Okay, we got to find out what's going on with that. Let's get Arlene on the phone here. Arlene, welcome to the show.
Thank you.
Dr. Yardley is here keeping me honest.
Mm-hmm.
Hi, Dr. Yardley.
Hi there.
So, Arlene, let's start by finding out what you were suffering from. I understand you had some pain with your hip and your leg, some neck pain. Tell me about that.
Actually, I was in very bad shape. I felt very, very old. I was not able to hardly walk or sleep. I was in so much pain. It was a combination of bursitis and sciatica and my neck and just a lot of stuff that were just compiling, and to the point where I knew that if I didn't do something, I wouldn't be able to function.
And I understand you had a malady which I had not heard about before called interstitial cystitis.
Yes, I also had that to deal with,
and
which
what,
is very painful.
And ongoing, right?
Yes, it's ongoing. It's not a constant thing, but it's definitely ongoing. And like I said, it's very painful.
So you went to see Dr. Yardley.
Yes.
And I know you'd heard about him from a couple of friends.
Three, actually.
Wow. And so what was it like? What was the procedure, the adjustment like? Was it painful? Did they put you on the rack and twist you around?
I have to tell you, I did not feel a thing. And if I may just add in this, years and years ago, I went to a regular chiropractor, and I swore I would never do that again because, it wasn't a permanent fix, and a lot of times it made things worse. Uh-huh. So when I finally got the the referral from my three friends, I thought, oh, okay, I have got to try this because they can't say enough about Dr. Yardley. So I went.
And what was the procedure? What was the adjustment actually like?
I didn't feel a thing.
Well, how'd you know he did something?
Well, because I was laying down, and he was doing some movement with his hand, but like I said, I never felt anything.
Very subtle.
Very subtle.
So did you notice, was the change gradual, or did you see an immediate change after that?
Well, as far as the pain, that didn't happen immediately, taking that away, but when I had gone for my first adjustment that day, I had been sick, and I don't know, how do I say this without being too personal, but I was having a hard time. It was kind of a blockage that was going on.
Got it.
Well, right after the adjustment, I went and sat down, and immediately I was able to burp.
Oh, that's wonderful.
It was, it's kind of like, I thought that was very cool because I'd been dealing with this feeling for weeks and thought I would never be able to get rid of that, pain.
Tell me where you are today. The hip and leg pain, the neck pain, the headaches, the cystitis. Where are you today?
I'm in an amazing place. At the beginning, when I started going there before anything happened, I couldn't hardly sleep because I could never find a comfortable spot. I feel 10 years younger. I walk faster and longer than I have in probably 15 years. I sleep with no pain. I don't feel that pain anymore. And I used to have migraines, and those have pretty much subsided altogether.
And the interstitial cystitis has been relieved some too?
Yes, that's minimal now.
Wow.
Yep.
So what's
I can't say enough. I've told many people I am a new woman. It's just, I never thought I'd feel this great.
That's a ringing endorsement. What do you think of that, Dr. Yardley?
Well, I'm impressed. I would go see the doctor she went to.
I recommend him, Dr. Yardley.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Arlene, this is a powerful story, and I really appreciate you taking the time to share it with us.
Oh, you bet. I hope that somebody takes what I've said and thinks about their situation and, don't wait, because if you wait, you're putting off feeling great. And I'll be 69 in 2 months, and I feel like I'm in my 50s.
And she looks like she's in her 50s, too.
Oh,
sounds great to
you.
Me.
Yes.
Thanks.
Arlene, it's been a pleasure.
Well, thank you very much.
Thank you very much, Arlene.
Bye-bye.
You take care.
Okay. Bye.
Bye-bye.
You're listening to Restoring Health, Improving Lives Naturally with Dr. Lee Yardley on Cairo Radio.
You can hear from over 100 patients discuss the incredible improvements they've experienced with Dr. Yardley at the Yardley Institute. Health issues like neck and back pain, headaches, sciatica, neuropathy, vertigo, and many others. Go to yardleyinstitute.org.
You're listening to Restoring Health, Improving Lives Naturally with Dr. Lee Yardley on Cairo Radio, 97.3 FM.
Headaches. Dr. Yardley, I want to talk to you about headaches. I am a person who, I get them very rarely. I get them usually just before I'm going to get sick.
Mm-hmm.
It's very rarely, but I know there are people that get them a lot and that I'm not necessarily normal. What do you know about headaches? What can you do about them?
while I could certainly agree that you might not necessarily be normal, I'm like you. I don't get headaches.
Okay.
And but in my 30-plus years of practice, I have certainly had the opportunity to sit across the table from many thousands of people that live with headaches. Perhaps if I had to pick the one most common symptom that I see, it would actually be headaches. And the world is really made up of two people. And the first kind of people are the people that you ask them about headaches and they say, doesn't everyone get headaches? I mean, isn't that normal? Isn't that part of being human? And they just live with it.
Right.
They live with it, taking medication, just thinking this is the way life's supposed to be. The second group of people, you know, they say like, what is a headache? Well, you know, they just don't know what it is. So, you know, when you look at headaches, there are three kinds of headaches. There are tension headaches, there are cluster headaches, and there are migraine headaches. Now, there are subcategories to those. We're just not going to get into the details of defining what they are. These are all, you know, they're just painful. They're no fun to live with.
And I've had a professor that had migraine headaches when I was up at Western, and they would, his migraines would lay him out for weeks at a time. The whole darkened room, the dark glasses, the whole thing.
That's so true. With migraine headaches, I classically say it punches holes in your life because once it hits, you're checking out from life, dark room, vomiting, not doing much until that headache passes. Maybe a few hours or maybe a day, day and a half, and you know, hopefully not weeks, but then you come back into life again.
So let's talk about a couple of your patients. You had one named Timothy, I believe, that you treated.
Yeah, Tim came to me. Tim was 38 years old, and okay. He'd been involved in a motor vehicle accident. And motor vehicle accidents, people don't realize that you can be actually exposed to as much as 12 G's of force when you're involved in a whiplash-type injury. And so he'd been experiencing a number of things as a result of that motor vehicle accident, and one of them is a thing called brain fog. And I picked up that term from my patients, not one that I've created,
okay. But
it has to do with the fact that the brain just doesn't work the way it was before. It doesn't click. It's not spontaneous.
You're fuzzy.
Yeah, you can't always express your thoughts.
Yeah.
You know what your thoughts are, but you have difficulty verbalizing them. And he had this. He was also experiencing a lot of head pressure. And when he graded it on a scale, a pain scale from 0 to 10, 10 being the worst, he graded an 8 out of a 10. So clearly he was living with a lot of pain.
Okay.
He was trying to self-treat it with Tylenol, and then not so self-treat it with Vicodin, because he did that, of course.
It's
that's a prescription
bad choice
drug
too.
Yeah and so he was using this just to make life tolerable and,
right, and to get through.
Exactly But he'd heard about the work that we did. So when we evaluated him, we found that there was a definite compromise in the brain-body connection. The head wasn't sitting straight on the neck. All the testing showed us that things up in that area were not the way that they should be. So we launched upon a project to try and get that corrected for him. We started doing a program of care and getting that corrected. And 4 weeks down the road, I sat down with him, and here's what he said. He said that the pressure was less intense, and it was no longer daily, because he was getting it every day before.
Wow.
So we continued, and it was another month down the road, and he indicated that the headaches, the head pain, the head pressure was 70% better. And then another 2 months later, he reported that it was 90% better.
Restoring the brain and body connection.
Exactly. It is. Doing so very safely, very naturally, without any kind of pain. You know, it's enabling the body to heal itself.
Now, what about Glennis? That was another person. I think she was involved in a motor vehicle accident also, yes?
Yeah, she was. She was not, actually.
Okay. So what about Glennis?
Glennis illustrates how these things can develop. You don't have to be in a motor vehicle accident. Other things can cause them. Now, Glennis was 53 years old, and she was dealing with head tightness about 3 times a week, and she attempted to treat this with Tylenol and Benadryl. What had happened, though, for Glennis was she'd been injured 5 years beforehand in a physical fight.
Okay, got it.
Yeah. And then about 3 years after this, suffering as much as she was, she had a dear sister that tried to help her. And what the sister did was she grabbed her neck and cracked it.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. And immediately things got worse.
So she came to you.
Yes. 2 years later, after that happened, she came to see me. And we evaluated it, and there was very clearly problems going on up in that area. So we outlined a proposed solution for her, and she accepted and started it. And things began to improve almost immediately. And it wasn't too long down the road that the pain and the pressures that she had were gone completely. And actually, they did not return.
So you sound like you would be advocating that the whole idea that, well, you just live with your headache and you just take your chemicals, you know, you take your Advil, you take your Tylenol, that maybe that's not the best way to deal with it.
I would say this. If you get a sudden severe headache like you've never had before, go to the emergency room. But if you're living with chronic headaches day in and out, week in and week out, year in and year out.
Ongoing pain.
Different story. At that point, usually by the time they get to the Yardley Institute, they've tried everything else. And if I had to pick the one most common symptom we see, it is headaches. And often it comes from a compromise in that brain-body connection.
You're listening to Restoring Health, Improving Lives Naturally with Dr. Lee Yardley on Cairo Radio.
Are you in pain, facing surgery, or taking drugs with no end in sight? Dr. Yardley is here to help. His gentle, non-invasive treatment allows the body to heal naturally with no drugs or surgery. Learn more at YardleyInstitute.org.
Now more of Restoring Health, Improving Lives Naturally with Dr. Lee Yardley on Cairo Radio 97.3 FM.
We're back. I'm here once again with Dr. Lee Yardley, D.C., of course, of the Yardley Institute. Before we go any further, I want to take a second to say thank you for sharing part of your day with us. We know your time is valuable. It's a delight that you're here. Now, headaches, they plague some people. I despise them. I don't get them often, but when I get them, they are brutal. Dr. Yardley, we have one of your patients, Paul, is on the line with us to talk about his headaches and what you did to help him. Paul, welcome to the show. Tell us what you were going through.
I was having really bad headaches, some lower back problems, but the biggest thing, I guess, was my left hip. I had a lot of pain, and that turned into a plantar fasciitis thing in my heel, which the doctors couldn't seem to figure out how to fix. I was taking about 6 ibuprofen a day.
That's a lot.
Just about every day. And I've been listening to Dr. Yardley on the radio, and I finally said, well, you know, nobody else can help, so I went in to see him.
But before you went to the Yardley Institute for care, besides the ibuprofen, what else were you doing to manage the pain, Paul?
Well, I was doing massage. I had been to a fitness therapist and, you know, just trying to figure things out. I'd been going to chiropractor for 30 years, you know, and nobody could seem to get me the relief that I needed long term, and nobody could seem to help the hip.
Okay, so Lee, Paul came to see you, did the initial consultation. What did you find?
Well, we sat down and talked, and we talked about the very things that he's talking about now, and, you know, what he'd been doing for it. He'd been going to a chiropractor and massage therapy and some other things. So we ran some testing on him. We ran some metrics to see what was going on, and we found that he was pretty crooked. I mean, he had one leg shorter than the other, one hip higher than the other. He was standing, tipped off to the left side. A good-looking guy, but boy, what a mess.
Paul, when they first did the measurements on you at the Yardley Institute, were you surprised by some of the things that they found?
I really wasn't surprised at the leg length. I was surprised at how far my neck was out and how my hips were twisted. That was quite intriguing to me.
You know, Paul, we often talk to people who tell us after they got their first adjustment, they could barely tell that anything happened. It was so gentle. What was it like for you?
I had heard that, you know, it was gentle and it was, you know, you wouldn't really even feel it. But, you know, having gone to other chiropractors, you know, I was expecting the crack and the pop. And it's like, come on now, do something. Because I felt nothing.
Right. But let's get to the crux of the matter. What happened a little while after that first adjustment?
Within, I would say, 48 hours, for the first time in probably a year, the hip didn't hurt.
Wow.
He had to have done something because the hip didn't hurt.
Now, Dr. Yardley, is that pretty common? People suffer from chronic pain and then they come and get their first adjustment and then boom, something big changes?
Often that's the case. We seem to be the place of last resort for so many of these people. But and gratefully, a lot of them see changes pretty quickly.
Okay, Paul. So let's go through some of your health conditions and find out how you're doing now. How about those headaches? I know you had them for a long time.
The headaches are pretty much non-existent. I still do get them, you know, but not nearly, you know, I would wake up every morning with a headache, and I'm not doing that anymore. and the lower back pain is gone, and the hip pain is gone.
The hip pain? Now, the hip pain was a big deal. Are you saying that it is completely gone?
The hip pain is entirely gone. I don't suffer from that at all anymore. And it was kind of odd because, you know, you just wake up one day and you go, wow, that doesn't hurt anymore.
Right, let's return to the much-despised plantar fasciitis. Now, Dr. Yardley does his work up in the neck area, where in the brain-body connection, where the head meets the neck. Plantar fasciitis down there at the bottom of your foot, that's quite the distance. Were you surprised how one relieved the other?
You know, after going to Dr. Yardley, nothing really surprises me that it's connected, because there's other things that have changed in my body over the time that I've seen him that I would have never put together either.
And, Paul, do I understand that after you'd been going to Dr. Yardley for a while, you eventually convinced your wife that she had ought to go too?
My wife's been dealing with really bad headaches and hip pain and for a long time. And I kept telling her, well, go see Dr. Y. She just said, no, it'll go away. And, yeah, I did. She finally decided to go, and she's giving some good results.
So, Paul, it sounds like everybody in the family is rid of their headaches. That's a good thing.
Yeah,
it is.
She'd had them for 35 years. So she'd had them for a long time.
It is a long time.
Yeah.
And she has a pain tolerance like nobody I've ever seen. And the pain pills don't work on.
Mm. How long have you been married?
33.
They were there before you got married.
Yeah, well, that's what she says. She's nice.
Sounds to me like the quantity of ibuprofen taken daily has dropped precipitously between the two of you.
Well, we used to go to Costco and buy the, you know, the 1,000-unit model. Between the two of us, we'd go through that in a couple of months.
Mm. Your kidneys are thanking you.
Oh, yes. Yes, my kidneys are thanking me.
So, Paul, what would you tell other people who have been dealing with chronic pain and trying to get rid of it? Would you recommend that they go to the Yardley Institute?
I would absolutely encourage them to go see him. I mean, I just wish I had done it sooner. You know, you live with the pain, and you just to go to Dr. Yardley as a last resort is a sad thing.
Lee, I know you hear that all the time. People come to you and say, I wish I'd come to you sooner.
We do. There's a lot of people out there that need to know that.
You're listening to Restoring Health, Improving Lives Naturally with Dr. Lee Yardley on Cairo Radio.
Do you suffer from migraines, headaches, neck and back pain, sciatica, joint pain, or neuropathy? These are all health issues Dr. Yardley's patients have seen incredible improvements with. Hear from over 100 patients at YardleyInstitute.org.
You're listening to Restoring Health, Improving Lives Naturally with Dr. Lee Yardley on Cairo Radio, 97.3 FM.
We're back with Dr. Lee Yardley, D.C., Restoring Health, Improving Lives Naturally. And Dr. Yardley, in just a second here, we're going to talk to Mike, one of your clients. Why don't we just real quickly preview, what did he come to you with?
Mike came to us, been under chiropractic care before, but not for about a year. He's dealing with a chronic problem of right sciatica. Had some neck stiffness, and he was having a right shoulder problem, and plantar fasciitis. That's always fun.
Yeah, that's a particular joy. Gee, I've had most of these.
You can identify.
I can. Mike, welcome to the show.
Thank you.
So what was your situation when you went to see Dr. Yardley? It sounds like there was a level of frustration with your care or lack of success.
Yeah, so I have dealt with these, all three of the problems and probably a few others, that for a very long period of time. As was mentioned, I'd been to numerous chiropractors over the years, maybe dating back almost 20 years, and have tried to go through massage therapy. I've worked with numerous massage therapists trying to solve the problem, and any relief I got was only temporary.
It seems to be the case.
One of the things is, if you're an electrician, you spend a lot of time looking and reaching up.
That's right.
And if you've got a right shoulder that doesn't work, it's not helpful.
So you went and saw Dr. Yardley. What were you struck by when you first got there? Was it what you expected?
So I'm just naturally a skeptical guy. I put it off for a long time. I've listened to him on the radio for a number of years. And finally, when I went, I was really impressed by the information. from the initial examination. And when we decided that it would be something that I would benefit from, to the explanation as to what was going to be done and how that would work, I was really impressed by that.
Okay, so you got there. And you, I guess you probably would have known that it was a very subtle procedure.
No, I didn't know. I didn't have any idea. So I had no idea.
So when you went through it, what was it like for you?
Well, he told me in advance that a lot of people say they don't think he did anything.
Right.
And I would almost agree with that. I mean, I could tell that there was some movement, but it was very non-invasive. It was totally different than every other thing I've ever tried.
And so what happened?
Well, even on the drive home, my wife came with me, and I told her on the way home that it just totally felt different just driving home in that first hour. But the next day was, I had experienced almost immediate relief.
Really?
Yeah. Almost immediate relief.
Now, this is an amazing thing because, you know, when you have a sciatica or plantar fasciitis or shoulder pain, I mean, that's stuff that tends to be there for a long time. And you've been experiencing these for, what, months, years?
No, years. Yeah. And the sciatica was probably the biggest change. The other stuff gradually got better, not instantly, but not over a long period of time. But the sciatica was almost, I mean, I was to the point where I couldn't rotate. I couldn't spin. I couldn't kneel down. I couldn't sit down. I couldn't stand up. I mean, I was literally thinking I was going to be wheelchair bound. And so that's what prompted me to go forward with it, was mm-hmm. just an act of desperation. So that when that got immediate relief, it was relief.
Dr. Yardley,
And now he's building a house, so he's feeling better.
That is amazing.
Now,
there's no way we can guarantee that somebody is going to have a just instant relief like that.
Well, one of the things about being a healthcare institute is we're not about coming up a better widget to fix this or a better widget to fix that. If that happens, and it often does, it's in the process. Our process is really to restore control to control systems and empower the body to heal itself.
So, Mike, let's just run down the list. Sciatica today, where are you at?
It's 99% gone.
That's basically gone. Your neck pain?
It's gone, yeah.
How about that shoulder pain on the right shoulder?
I still deal with a little bit of shoulder issue, but not pain. It's my arm goes to sleep a lot. But I was having trouble with both, and now it's just the right. And now it's only when I lay on it wrong or sleep wrong. Nope. So it's I would give that a 70%.
And plantar fasciitis can be very, very stubborn. Have you had some relief from that?
I've had a lot of relief from it. It isn't totally gone yet. I still get every once in a while. It's mostly when I wake up in the morning and put my feet on the ground right in the very beginning of the day. After that, it's gone.
So let's talk about your quality of life. How would you say that visiting the Dr. Yardley and the Yardley Institute, what's been the change in your quality of life?
Well, I can move and do things now. Before, like I said, I was at the point where I thought I was going to become wheelchair bound. Mm-hmm. And I have grandkids now, so that kind of worried me. I didn't want to end up in a wheelchair. So this has allowed me to do things that I before couldn't do. Like, as was mentioned, I am working on my own house. I have become more active and hiking, and I'm able to do things. So.
That's fantastic. Well, congratulations. Thanks for coming in and talking with Dr. Yardley and me today.
Well, you're welcome.
Lee, that is an amazing story.
Yeah.
I'm always astonished when people feel so much relief so rapidly, even though I know better. We've done this for a while. I'm not unfamiliar mm-hmm. with this.
Mm-hmm.
You're listening to Restoring Health, Improving Lives Naturally with Dr. Lee Yardley on Cairo Radio.
You can hear from over 100 patients discuss the incredible improvements they've experienced with Dr. Yardley at the Yardley Institute. Health issues like neck and back pain, headaches, sciatica, neuropathy, vertigo, and many others. Go to yardleyinstitute.org.
Now more of Restoring Health, Improving Lives Naturally with Dr. Lee Yardley on Cairo Radio 97.3 FM.
Dr. Yardley is, in fact, here to tell us a story about a husband and wife. I guess sometimes you start treating one side and then the other half, what, kind of gets interested in what's going on or what?
That can happen. In fact, this particular case, there was a lady that came in, and her name was Jill.
Okay.
And she was really a neat lady. And one of the things that we do at the Institute is we believe in full disclosure.
Sure.
And we also believe in partnering with the people so that they fully understand what we're doing, where it's going to go, and what to expect from it. So we do a thing called a report of findings.
Now, what is that?
That's where we sit down, we go over the results of the testing, we give a printout of all the testing, mm-hmm. we show the x-rays, explain them in detail, and from that, we're able to make our recommendations and give them a basis for how we've come up with our recommendations.
So there is, when somebody first comes into you and they become a candidate, they actually go through a battery of tests that include x-rays?
Yes. After the initial battery, if it indicates there is a compromised brain-body connection, then what we need to do is define the problem, and we do that using radiographs. That's
okay.
Correct.
So she comes in, she goes through the battery, she gets the radiographs. What happens?
Right. And then, you know, we talk about the report of findings.
Yeah.
And I often recommend that their spouse be present because often they have questions about what's going on.
So it's a kind of a team thing. Everybody's on the same page.
Exactly. And so she explained to me that in no uncertain terms, her husband did not believe in chiropractic. He was very negative towards it and very anti-chiropractic, and that she didn't need him to be at the report of findings. Of which, of course, I said, well, that's just fine.
Okay.
So anyway, we do the report of findings. She starts under care, and she's under care about a month. And and one day, I'm walking down the hallway in the office, and here she comes walking down the hallway with one of the other doctors in the Institute, mm-hmm. Who's apparently doing some kind of evaluation.
Okay.
And I notice in tow is a gentleman that I had to presume was probably her husband.
Okay.
And the amazing thing is, as she
walks... The guy that's against chiropractic.
Exactly. And as she walks past, she looks up at me, and she winks at me. I kept my mouth shut. I kind of knew what that meant. You know, obviously, he'd got interested enough. He was exploring what we were doing.
Sure.
So I had the pleasure of doing his report of findings a few days later. And while he came to us with a litany of issues, you know, really the reason he came in was just to get checked out, quality of life care.
Okay.
But he did have some things going on, and he shared those with us. And one of them, and certainly not the least of which for him, was asthma.
Hold it. Hold it. Time out on the field. Dr. Yardley, you're not going to tell me that you can cure asthma.
No, we don't cure anything. But many people with asthma experience significant improvement during the time that they're with us.
Okay, so tell me what you did.
So, any rate, and keep in mind, this gentleman, you know, he's over 70.
Okay.
So, you know, he's lived a good life, and he turned out to be a really wonderful man.
Was he?
I to this day, I see them both and enjoy the heck out of both of them. But anyhow, we had to get over a few hurdles with him in terms of his negativism. But obviously, he'd seen enough changes in his wife that he was open to exploring this.
Okay.
So he started, and less than 30 days into his care, I sat down with him and said, well, how's the asthma doing? And he reported that the asthma at that point in time was doing 50 to 60% better.
That's a significant improvement for somebody who has issues with breathing.
Exactly, because it's so scary. When
it is.
You know?
Yeah.
Now, many other things he had going on were also doing quite a bit better.
Like what?
Well, actually, he had neck issues, and at that stage, he still noticed there was grating in there, but he felt it was doing 30% better.
Okay.
His acid reflux was doing 90% better.
Okay.
Yes, and his sinus issues were doing 50 to 60% better as well.
That's a big change in its quality of life. Tell me about the end. What did he end up with?
Well, we followed this through, and the most, because they're now on what we call quality of life care, where we're only seeing them about four times a year.
Right.
But we did a progressive on him just a few months ago, actually. And at that time, he indicated his asthma was now 90% better.
Wow.
Yeah. Neck was 80% better. Acid reflux, 90% better. Sinuses, 90% better.
All of that from a guy who didn't believe in chiropractic.
Absolutely. Didn't believe in what we did.
Does he still feel that way?
I think not.
I would hope not.
Exactly.
That's a big change. Okay, but like we talked about a little while ago, you're not a curative. You're not like somebody, if I come into you and say, I have asthma, I need you to cure it, you will say, you're in the wrong place.
Exactly.
What we're talking about is a lining up of the spine with the cranium.
That's correct.
And what does that do when you do that?
It restores the body's control over its own systems. It results in an evening out of the legs, an evening out of the hips in most 99% of the cases. The body now starts functioning the way that it's supposed to. And
what does that mean? When you say, does it mean that you're unleashing the body to do what it does best?
Exactly.
Which is?
Heal itself. We don't heal. The body heals itself. Now, there can be a point of permanent damage, and there are cases we don't accept for care because it's clear, looking at it, either they're not candidates or they've reached a point where there is permanent damage, and we have to have a clear understanding in terms of what we can expect outcome-wise.
And you're straight up about that when you first meet with somebody.
That's right. And if we don't know, we're going to say that as well.
Okay. There's no monkey shines where you say, oh, yeah, we'll take care of all this. And then down the road, after you, you know, get all the money and you have done X number of treatments, you say, well, we never said that we couldn't.
Well, no. And that's why we do progressive evaluations throughout the care, mm-hmm. which is an opportunity to sit down, check things out, patient evaluates their progress, and it's a time where we can ensure that we are getting the results we're looking for.
The website is yardleyinstitute.org, and we know a lot of people like to go check that out. YardleyInstitute.org.
You're listening to Restoring Health, Improving Lives Naturally with Dr. Lee Yardley on Cairo Radio.
Thanks for listening to Restoring Health, Improving Lives Naturally with Dr. Lee Yardley. You can learn more about the Yardley Institute and listen to over 50 patients share their remarkable stories. Just go to yardleyinstitute.org. Tune in next Sunday for Restoring Health, Improving Lives Naturally with Dr. Lee Yardley on Cairo Radio, 97.3 FM.